Blog Talk Radio.
My heart.
Opportunity to pray as we turn our hearts and minds toward the Lord. Let us pray. Eternal God and our Father, we come before your presence, thanking you for this day, for your goodness, for your mercy, and for all that you've done for me. We pray that you continue to touch and bless us, strengthen us, keep us, O Lord, in the name of Jesus. Oh, my God, we thank you for this broadcast. We thank you for the speaker. We thank you, O Lord, for what you're doing, for how you have blessed us. We thank you for your many mercies toward us, O Lord. We don't deserve it, but we thank you for your mercy and your compassion, your love that you have bestowed upon us. And we praise your holy name, Jesus. We thank you for what you're doing, Lord. We thank you because you're a way maker. We thank you because you're a door opener, Lord. Oh, my God, you're a healer, Lord. You're a comforter today, Lord. We pray that you continue to bless, Lord. Continue to strengthen your people, oh, Lord. Help us to stand and to go through. Help us to endure temptation. Help us, oh, Lord.
take us through, Lord. Help us to stand our test and our trials. Help us, oh Lord, lead, guide, and direct our path. Show us the way that you would have us to go. Help us to be found in your word, Jesus, not having spot nor wrinkle nor any such blemish. Help us to be saved in the end, oh Lord. Help us to be watchful unto prayer, that we may be able to escape all the things that are to come upon the face of the earth. Help us, Jesus. Oh, my God, we want to make it to that city, Lord, that you have prepared for us. Help us, Jesus. Strengthen us where we're weak, and build us up where we're torn down. Help us to endure, Lord, our tests and our trials, the afflictions that we must go through, Lord. Help us to suffer, oh Lord. Help us, Jesus. We know you're able to take us through. You're able to keep our souls and our minds. Hold us, oh Lord, in the hollow of your hand. Continue to lead us on, oh Lord. Continue to bless and make a way for your people, oh Lord. You know all about us. You know our every need. You know, Jesus. You know how to work it out, Lord. Now, Lord, I pray, Jesus, that you look on your people everywhere, that you will touch and bless, strengthen, and keep them, oh Lord. Encourage your people. Send strength, oh Lord. Send encouragement, Lord. In the name of Jesus, we pray that you look on Sister White and her family, Lord. Comfort them in their time of bereavement. Help them to get through, Lord. We know you're able, Jesus. Make the way for them, oh Lord. Bless in a special way. Let your blood cover, Lord. Jesus, save, Lord. Heal and deliver. Help somebody to give their life to you. Help them to seek your faith and call upon your name, Lord. Move in a mighty way, Lord. Let your spirit prevail, Lord. Heal, Jesus. Heal the brokenhearted, oh Lord. Heal, Lord, those who are troubled in mind. No peace, oh Lord. Heal and deliver, Lord. We know thou art a deliverer. Jesus, go into the hospitals. Touch and heal. Faith such as should be saved. We need you to go into the prisons. Let your word be spread abroad. In the name of Jesus, help somebody to receive the word of God, that their souls might be saved. We pray that you go into the institutions, go into the nursing homes. Have mercy on the people, O Lord. Save to the uttermost, O Lord. Look on those souls in Ukraine. Have mercy on them, Lord. Save and deliver them, O Lord. Deliver their souls, O Lord. Save, Lord, such as should be saved. We know you're able. We know you're a way maker. You're a door opener, O Lord. Jesus, you made a way through the Red Sea for the children of Israel. We know you can do it for the Ukrainians. Have mercy on them, O Lord. Deliver their souls. Look on the souls of men here in the United States that are dying, Lord. Jesus, we pray that you have mercy, Lord, that you save souls, that you deliver the bound, straight to the uttermost. Go into our homes, O Lord. We pray that you save our unsaved loved ones. Fill them with the Holy Ghost. Look on those who are sick. Have mercy on them, O Lord. Raise them up. Give them strength in their bodies. Save them to the uttermost. We know thou art a deliverer. Oh, my God, we thank you right now, Lord. We thank you, Jesus, for how you bless. We thank you because you're a way maker. We thank you because you answer prayer. You know what we have need of before we call. You are a deliverer. And I thank you, Lord. I thank you for deliverance
today.
Thank you,
Jesus.
I thank you for strength today. I thank you for what you've done for me. I thank you for how you made the way for me,
thank
Lord.
You, Jesus.
You opened up the and I bless your holy name. Glory to thy name, Jesus. Pray that you continue to bless us. Look on that soul, Lord, that is desiring something from you, Lord. We know you can do it. You are a miracle worker. You know how to work, Lord. Jesus, you said you will work, and who shall let it? I believe your word today. I'm taking you at your word. You can work a miracle. You're still working miracles, and I believe you in faith. Hallelujah, and I'm putting my faith to work today, Lord. In the name of Jesus, continue to head the way. Look on Evangelist Hameen and Evangelist Khadija. Continue to bless their ministry. Continue to take them through. Make a way out of no way. Help, Lord. Give them strength, O Lord. Continue to encourage their souls. Make a way out of no way, Jesus. Bless, O Lord. Save in their homes. Deliver the souls, O Lord. Make the way, Jesus. We know you're able. And we thank you today. We give glory and honor to thy name. We bless thy holy name, Jesus. Oh, my God, we thank you. Thank you for what you're doing. Thank you for what you already done.
Thank you, Jesus.
And we thank you for what we believe you're going to do. We thank you in faith. We don't see the way, but we believe you by faith. You said the just shall live by their faith. And we take you at your word and believe you today. And we thank you right now, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Bless your holy name, Jesus. Glory to thy name. And we thank you for this prayer. And this prayer we pray in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Pastor Sheila Hameen Show. Thank the Lord for you for tuning in on this evening. We thank God for that beautiful prayer prayed by Evangelist Maybell Edmond. Praise the Lord. And we just thank the Lord for blessing us to be on this broadcast one more time. And at this time, we're going to have our opening scripture taken from Psalm 23, beginning with verse 1. Psalm 23, verse 1, and it reads, "The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou prepare the table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil. My cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever." Thus I have read to you Psalm 23, verses 1 through 6, and may the Lord continue to bless us through the hearing of his word. And I read that from the King James Version Bible. Praise the Lord again. We just thank God for you for tuning in on this evening to the Pastor Sheila Hameen Show. And I am the Watch Care Minister of Holy Temple Church of God, which is located here in Baltimore, Maryland. And Holy Temple is a subsidiary or a branch of our headquarters church, the Christian Temple Assembly Church of God, which is located in Camden, New Jersey, where Pastor Richard Jackson Jr. is the president. And we thank God for him as our leader. And we also would like to acknowledge our late Vice President, Pastor Lewis Marshall Sr. We just thank God for all of you once again. And in the way of our announcements, we want to add to the prayer list the bereaved White family which I hadn't heard about, but I'm sorry to hear. So let us please lift them up in prayer. And
yes.
Also, what was that, Evangelist May?
I said yes.
Okay, yes.
I
hadn't heard that, but again, you know, we are so sorry about that loss, and we ask you to please pray for the White family. And also let us continue in prayer for all of those who are on the prayer list. I'm not going to call all the names at this time, but we have names that we generally call each broadcast, but we want you to please remember all of those who have requested prayer and who is on our prayer list. Let us in our prayers and keep them lifted up before the Lord. Praise the Lord. And I just thank God for blessing us once again. And again, we invite you to go forth and to praise the Lord with us and to worship him with us. And if you would like to be on the broadcast, you're certainly welcome to call in on our guest line. And that number is 978-990-5270. The access code is 7946408#. Again, that guest call-in line is open to anyone who is desiring to be on the broadcast. You want to give a testimony, you want to sing a song, you want to read a scripture, you want to say some encouraging words. You know, don't be shy, but feel free to call in. And any clergy who would like to have remarks after the word, you are welcome also to use the guest call-in line so that you also can be heard on the broadcast. Again, that number is 978-990-5270. The access code is 7946408#. And also, if you would like to correspond with us, you can go to if you want to correspond by email, the email address is prayerworksministry100@gmail.com. prayerworksministry100@gmail.com. And also our show airs on Friday evenings at 7 p.m., Sunday afternoons at 3:30 p.m. And if you just want to dial in to listen to the show, that number is 319-527-6763. And also, if you want to correspond with us by postal mail, the mailing address is P.O. Box 27148, Baltimore, Maryland, 21230. Praise the Lord. And I believe those are all the announcements we have at the present time. And at this time, we're going to have some words of encouragement or exhortations from Evangelist May. God bless Evangelist May.
Praise the Lord. Thank the Lord. Thank the Lord for this opportunity. I want to tell you, brothers and sisters, that God is a way maker. When in doubt, don't doubt. Trust God, because God knows how to deliver. Put your trust in the Lord and take your faith and put it to work, because God knows how to work things out for you. And I can be a witness to that, because figure out how I was going to do such and so, where I'm going to do get this from and that from, but the Lord, he laid it on my heart to go head on and deny self, and I went on and did it, and the Lord blessed in a special way, and it came through a way I was not even looking for, but the Lord blessed,
and made a way on today. So I'm saying to you, you got to put your faith to work. God knows how to deliver the godly, that they may be able to bear it. He'll deliver you out of the temptation. Whatever you're going through, remember, God knows how to deliver you. But you got to put your trust in him, and you got to look to him, because sometimes we look to loved ones and unsaved family members, and they fail us. They can do no more than God allow them. So we have to put our trust in the Lord and let the Lord work things out for us. So I encourage you today. Now, the scripture was read, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. And when the Lord is your shepherd, you don't have to be in want. You don't have to be in need, because God will supply all your needs according to his riches and glory. So let us take the word of God in that we heard and be encouraged to look to the Lord and to put your trust in the Lord. Take your faith and put it to work. God bless you.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank God for those beautiful words of encouragement coming through Evangelist May. And I just thank God once again for blessing us to be on this broadcast, to have this ministry.
Yes.
I count myself blessed because, you know, God,
yes,
he keeps on doing great and mighty things.
Yes.
Whereof,
amen.
Praise God. And it's important that we take the time out and acknowledge what the Lord has done. Amen.
Yes.
Because he keeps,
amen,
on doing great things for us. And we need to,
mm-hmm,
we need to give God glory and honor and just trust him. Just like she was,
amen,
saying, God will make a way. All you have to,
yes,
do is,
will,
go by the leading of the Lord. Go by the direction of the Lord. Amen. Praise the Lord. And at this time, we're going to prepare to go to the Word of God. So if you have your Bibles ready, please get your Bibles out. I'll be reading from the King James Version Bible. And before we get into the scripture, let us pray. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we give you thanks and we bless your holy name. Oh, Lord, we humble ourselves before you, and we ask, God, that you will speak unto us. Lord God, minister unto us. You know our needs, oh, Lord, and we ask that you will supply each and every need according to your will. And we believe it right now, Lord, and we count it done, and we give you thanks. We ask it in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen. Praise the Lord. So at this time, let us go to the Word of God. And if you will notice with me, the book of St. John, beginning with verse 10 through 18, and then going down to verse 27 through 30, if it be the Lord's will. So that is St. John 10 through 18, 27 through 30. And the scripture reads, the thief cometh not, but for to steal and to kill and to destroy. I am come that they might have life and that they might have it more abundantly. I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd giveth his life, excuse me, the good shepherd giveth his life for the sheep. Evangelist May, would you continue reading those scriptures for me?
Yes. The thief cometh not but for to steal and to kill and to destroy. I am come that they might have life and that they might have it more abundantly. I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd giveth his life for the sheep. But he that is an hireling and not the shepherd,
whose own the sheep are not, seeth the wolf coming, and leaveth the sheep, and fleeth, and the wolf catcheth them, and scattereth the sheep. The hireling fleeth, because he is an hireling, and careth not for the sheep. I am the good shepherd, and know my sheep, and am known of mine. As the Father knoweth me, even so know I the Father, and I lay down my life for the sheep. And other sheep I have, which are not of this fold, them also I must bring, and they shall hear my voice, and there shall be one fold and one shepherd. Therefore doth my Father love me, because I lay down my life that I might take it again. No man taketh it from me, but I lay it down of myself. I have power to lay it down, and I have power to take it again. This commandment have I received of my Father.
Amen. Praise the Lord. I believe I can pick it up from here, beginning with verse 27. Thank you, Evangelist.
You're welcome.
My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. And I give unto them eternal life, and they shall never perish. Neither shall any man pluck them out of my hand. My Father, which gave them me, is greater than all, and no man is able to pluck them out of my Father's hand. I and my Father are one. Praise the Lord. Thank God for the reading of the Word of God. Praise the Lord. And I just thank God because we have the victory in the name
yes.
of Jesus. Though
yes.
the enemy doesn't want the Word to come across, the Word
Amen.
Is going to come across anyway. Hallelujah. If we don't do anything more than just read the Scriptures, there's
yes.
power in the Word of God. Whether we read it, whether we preach it, whether we sing it, there is power in God's Word. Amen. Praise the Lord. And tonight, the title I will use is Jesus Came to Give Us Abundant Life. Theme is Beware of the Thief. Praise the Lord. In St. John, the 10th chapter, Jesus was speaking here. And in the portion before the 10th verse, he talked about he is the door. Hallelujah. He is our way in and out. Hallelujah. And we go in and out and find pasture. But then Jesus began to warn concerning the thief in the 10th verse. He says that the thief cometh not but for to steal and to kill and to destroy. And that is his whole purpose. He is a thief. He does not care about anybody's soul. He's referring to Satan, who is the murderer. He's the one who sets out to destroy lives. But Jesus came to give us abundant life. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Jesus came to enhance our lives. Amen. To enrich our lives. To give us abundant life. As he said in the latter portion of the 10th verse, he said, I am come that they might have life and that they might have it more abundantly. So I began to look into the word or the definition of thief. And I found that it is one who steals something from another person, especially stealthily or secretly. And that word stealth
It means movement that is quiet and careful in order not to be seen or heard. So it's done in obscurity. It's done in a sneaky and a sly way. And that's just how the enemy operates. That's how a thief operates, under the cover of darkness, under obscurity. Of course, the thief is not going to brazenly just step out and say, I'm about to rob you. That's not how a thief works. A thief goes behind the scenes or try to keep out of view and move in a way that is sneaky and sly so that he can rip you off without you knowing it. And this is how Satan works. He works in the same manner with this threefold purpose, to steal, not just to steal, but also to kill and to destroy. So he wants to utterly destroy anyone. He doesn't want anyone to have eternal life. He doesn't want anyone to have abundant life. But Jesus came to give us abundant life. Praise the Lord. Abundant, meaning plentiful, rich, over-sufficient. And one word came to me, overstocked. Nevertheless, more than enough. Abundant. So the Lord wants us to have abundant life while we're down here on the earth. And as we go forth to do the will of God, to minister according to God's will, we have an adversary, the devil, the thief, the murderer, who is always on the prowl. And the description of a thief reminds me of how a lion, when it's trying to sneak up on its prey, the lion can ease up on prey without them even knowing it because they're so light on their feet. No prey can actually hear them coming and approaching them. Therefore, the lion can pounce, and the element of surprise can startle the prey and therefore impede them from escaping or getting away. And so this is how Satan does with us. He's always seeking whom he may devour. That is what he's doing right now. As 1 Peter 5th chapter and 8th verse says, be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, walketh about seeking whom he may devour. So he's looking for someone that he can pick off, someone that he can steal and also kill and destroy. But Jesus wants us to have abundant life. Jesus gave his life so that we can have life. And the way he described it, he described himself as being the good shepherd. The good shepherd giveth his life for the sheep. The good shepherd would give his life so the sheep can live. And this is Jesus. Hallelujah. He gives his life so that we can live. Oh, praise the Lord. But the hireling, someone who is hired to watch the sheep, someone who does not own the sheep, they're not going to have the same commitment or dedication to the well-being and the life of the sheep. But when the wolf comes, the hireling will leave the sheep behind and take off and flee, and the wolf will come and catch the sheep, scatter the sheep, destroy the sheep, devour the sheep. And the hireling does not care for the sheep. But Jesus, he is the good shepherd. He knows his sheep, and his sheep know him. And therefore, he has this love for the sheep, so much so that he was willing to lay down his life for the sheep. He said in the 15th verse, as the Father knoweth me, even so know I the Father. And I lay down my life for the sheep. Hallelujah. He also said he had other sheep that are not of that fold. In other words, there were sheep also belonging to him that were not of the fold presently that he would bring into the fold. And when they hear his voice, glory to God, they will follow him, and there will be one fold and one shepherd. So Lord, the Lord will gather his sheep from wherever they are and make one fold, and he alone will be the one shepherd. Hallelujah. So just remember that if you're going to follow Jesus, you must first deny yourself. You must first make a sacrifice. Deny yourself. And then take up your cross, follow him. And he will give you abundant life. If you think you're living now, think again. Hallelujah. Only God can enrich our lives. Only God can enhance our lives and give us abundant life. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. Only God can give us the rich quality of life that he has prepared for us. So we tend to live beneath our means when we don't follow Jesus. Glory be to God. When we don't walk upright before him. When we don't do or keep his commandments. We are living beneath our means. If we continue in sin, if we don't have our sins forgiven and make a commitment to follow the Lord, we are living beneath our means, because God has provided for us to have abundant life. God wants us to live our best life. Hallelujah. And a life without God in it is an empty life. In other words, that life is completely dead or pretty much non-existent. But when the Lord comes into a person's life, then they are awakened to the truth. Their eyes are open to the truth. And they're able to see the light of Christ, hallelujah, and therefore can live an abundant life, a life full of joy and happiness. Though there may be tests and trials all around, there's a peace that only God can give to cause us to have this inner peace in the midst of turmoil and war and everything else that's going on. The peace that the Lord gives is not as the world gives. But the peace that he gives us is only from him. And nobody can take that away from us. It's a peace that dwells on the inside. Praise the Lord. And therefore, we have abundant life. But don't let the enemy pounce on you or sneak up on you. Be aware of your surroundings. Be aware of the tricks that the enemy has. And then arm yourself in a way that the thief cannot break through and destroy your life. So some people, they go through great lengths to secure what belongs to them because they don't want the thief to come and take it away. But sometimes, no matter what measures they take, a thief will find a way to break through and steal. When the Lord has given us his protection and his security and abundance of life, glory be to God, no matter what the thief does, he cannot take it away. As Jesus described concerning those that the Father had given him, he said in the 28th verse, "And I give unto them eternal life, and they shall never perish. Neither shall any man pluck them out of my hand." The thief cannot pluck us out of his hand. He holds us in the palms of his hand, glory be to God. And the thief cannot steal us or pluck us out of his hand. And according to Jesus, he gives us eternal life. Praise the Lord. Why go through life living a poor quality of life, living way beneath what you deserve to live? Because when the Lord has done all of this for us and given us this grace, we don't have to live a poor life. We don't have to have poor quality of life. But we can have a rich life. Hallelujah. The quality of life is wholesome and abundant. Oh, praise the Lord. There is great healing and deliverance in the abundance of life that Jesus provides. Not necessarily for material things, praise the Lord, but a richness of godliness, of righteousness, hallelujah, of purity, an abundant, rich, pure life, a holy, sanctified life, a clean life. Praise the Lord. Jesus gives us the abundant life. Praise the Lord.
Thanks.
Beware of the thief. He's trying to steal all of that from you. He's trying to take it all away. Praise the Lord. Glory be to God. But don't let him steal what God has given to you. But you hold on to it. Hold fast to that you have. See that no man take your crown. Don't let him steal from you. Oh, glory to God. Be watchful. Be prayerful. Be careful about your surroundings. Praise the Lord. And listen for the voice of the good shepherd. Hallelujah. What Jesus said is that his sheep know his voice. So if you are one of his sheep, you're going to recognize his voice. Amen. Praise the Lord. If you hear the voice of the Lord, follow where he leads. Praise God. I tell you, I thank God for the word of God. The word of God is right. And Jesus even said here in this passage of scripture, that the Father loves him because he laid down his life that he might take it again. So he laid down his life. No man took his life from him, but he laid it down. And this was a commandment that God had given to Jesus, the power to lay it down and the power to take it again. And that's exactly what he did. Hallelujah. He laid it down so that we could live. And he took it again by the commandment of the Father. Hallelujah. And there were Jews who were around who didn't like what Jesus was saying. They didn't like it because Jesus said he was the Son of God. They called it blasphemy. So they took up stones to stone Jesus. So you see how the enemy, he was looking to destroy Jesus' life. He was looking for a way to stop the life of Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise be to God, so that we wouldn't have abundant life, so that we would not have eternal life. Glory be to God. But I thank God for Jesus, who laid down his life and then took it up again. Glory to God. And right now, he's sitting on the right hand of God. He went to prepare a place for you and for me, that we might have eternal life. Well, thank you, Lord Jesus. Praise be to God. And I'm so glad that the Lord had mercy on a wretch like me. I'm so glad that God looked down on a wretch like me one day, and he looked beyond all of my faults and saw my need. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, and I'm so happy that the Lord had mercy and he forgave my sins. Thank you, Jesus. And what he's done for one, he can do for all. And if you don't know Jesus, I encourage you to get to know him. If you don't have a relationship with Jesus, I encourage you to develop a relationship with him starting right now, to go after the Lord, to seek after him, ask the Lord to have mercy on you and to forgive your sins. Oh, glory be to God. Ask the Lord to come into your heart and to dwell there. Praise be to God. Oh, hallelujah, yes, because he wants to give you abundant life. This life can be so much better down here with Jesus in your life. Praise the Lord. Somebody wrote a song saying, I'm living my best life. Amen. If Jesus is in your life, you're living your best life. Praise the Lord. You're living an abundant life. Praise God. And you know, God, he provides abundance in so many different ways. Sometimes he will bless us with abundance as far as material things. But above all of that, the richness of a life with God. These material things cannot even compare or come close. Praise the Lord. So having life with the Lord, having the abundant life, is far more valuable. Glory be to God. We ought to be very concerned about our life with the Lord and hold fast to what the Lord has given us. Just be watchful. Be aware. The thief is working undercover. He's working behind scenes. He's sneaking up on people because they're not paying attention. They're not being vigilant or watchful. They're not being prayerful, and they're not denying themselves. Praise the Lord. But be watchful. Beware of the thief. Prepare so that the thief will not sneak up on you and overtake you. Because once the thief has gotten you where he wants you to be, there is no turning back. There is no letting go. He has no mercy, no compassion. He does not care. He doesn't care what happens to you. And he wants to make sure that you don't have eternal life. Praise the Lord. So at this time, if there's anyone who wants to give your life to Jesus, this is your opportunity. I extend to you the offer of prayer. If you will, right this moment, just humble your heart before the Lord and confess before the Lord your sins, your wrongdoing, and ask the Lord to forgive you and to have mercy on your soul. And to save you and fill you with the Holy Ghost. If you are sincere and you mean it in your heart, God will have mercy and he will deliver your soul. If anyone is sick in their body, desiring to be healed, if you can only believe, God has the power to make you whole. Hallelujah. If you can only have a little bit of faith and believe God as we go to him in prayer, God will do it for you because he wants you to have abundant life. Hallelujah. You don't have to continue with the affliction or infirmity. You don't have to continue with that sickness or disease. Hallelujah. But you can be made whole and you can have abundant life. Anyone who is discouraged or have a special petition before God, just believe God as we go to him in prayer and pray the prayer of faith. Just believe. And God will do it for you. At this time, let us put our minds on the Lord. Let us humble ourselves before him. And let's go to the throne of grace. Hallelujah. With a humble heart. Oh, Heavenly Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, we come to you and we humble ourselves before you. Oh, my God, we ask for mercy. We ask for your love and for compassion. We pray, Lord, that you will forgive sins and blot out transgressions. In the name of Jesus, oh, my God, let your blood wash. Let it purify and clean from the inside out. In the name of Jesus, oh, my God, look on that sinner who has repented in their heart, Lord, and acknowledge their wrongdoing, their sin before you, and invited you to come into their heart. Oh, blessed Savior, be merciful and compassionate and take away all of their sins, Lord, and go and dwell in their heart in the name of Jesus. Oh, Lord, save to the utmost and deliver the bound souls, my God. Fill souls with the Holy Ghost in the name of Jesus. We know you're able, Lord, and all power is in your hand. We believe you, my God, and we're taking you at your word. We ask you to move, Lord, while we're praying this prayer. Oh, my God, work wonders and work miracles in the name of Jesus. Oh, Lord, we pray for those who are on the prayer list. We ask, God, that you will please do wonders for them right now and answer their prayers. Oh, Lord, those name of Jesus. Oh, my Lord, send on strength and send on power, Lord. Send on encouragement. And, Lord, please increase our faith and help us to believe as the scripture says. Take away the doubt and the unbelief. Take it away, oh God. Take away the fear and drawback, Lord. Whatever is in the way, we ask God that you will remove it in the name of Jesus. Oh, my Lord, we pray, God, that you will look down on the bereaved white family tonight. Oh, my God, comfort and console them, Lord Jesus. Send your holy angels to minister to the family, Lord, to be encamped all around them and to uphold them during this difficult time. Oh, Lord, please move by your power in the name of Jesus. Jesus, we ask you to stop by for just a little while tonight. Touch, Lord, heal and deliver in the name of Jesus. Make everyone whole. Oh, my God, look on every name that's on the prayer list, one by one and name by name. Bless, Lord, right now with the blessing that each one stands in the need of in the name of Jesus. Oh, my God, open doors and make ways, my Lord. Open the windows of heaven and pour out blessings, Lord Jesus. Let the blessings overtake us. Oh, glory to your name. Oh, my Lord, have your way and let your holy will be done. Help us to be watchful and prayerful for the thief, my God. Don't let the thief pick us off, Lord God, but help us to be vigilant, to be prayerful and watchful. Oh, blessed Savior and Lord, we thank you for giving us abundant life. We thank you, hallelujah.
Thank you.
For eternal life. We thank you, Lord, for everything you've done for us. Thank you, Jesus. We thank you, Lord, for hearing our prayer. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you.
Glory to Jesus.
Thank you, Lord. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Oh, my Lord, we thank you. We thank you. Yes, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, oh, God. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for healing, for restoration. We thank you, oh, God, for the deliverance of the souls, Lord Jesus, the backsliders. We thank you, Lord, for reclaiming their souls and helping them to make it back. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for this prayer. We thank you for everyone who tuned in tonight. Lord God, bless them in a special way. Encourage their hearts, oh Lord. Work things out for them. Oh, my Lord, please be merciful and let your will be done. Lord, we believe you, and we are taking you at your word. Oh, my God, we believe we have the petition that we have asked in this prayer. Oh, glory, hallelujah. And we thank you, Lord. We ask it all in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise be to God. If you will, just this moment, let's take a little time out and give thanks to the Lord. Praise be to God. I just him praise and just thank him. Oh, praise the Lord. Just come before his presence with thanksgiving. Glory be to God.
Lord.
I thank the Lord for everything he's done. And at this time, we're going to have remarks from Evangelist May.
Praise the Lord. I thank the Lord. Thank God for what he's done. Oh, I tell you, we ought to take the time now and give God some praise and thanks for what he has done for us. And
Amen.
To the word of God. I thank God for this beautiful message coming through Evangelist. I mean, it is a very timely message. That feast, beware of the thief, because he is out here and he's waiting and he's trying to see his way into somebody's life, trying to cause you to go a different way. But beware of that thief. And he doesn't really want your television. I'm speaking on a spiritual level. He wants your soul. That's what that thief is after. He doesn't care about who you are, how long you've been over here, where you come from. He doesn't care. He wants your soul. And if he gets that, that's exactly what he wants. But reject him. Refuse him. Accept the word of God. Receive the word of God. Receive his life that God has given. Because Jesus came to give us life. And this is what we need to do, is receive this life that God has given us. I'm thankful for the word of God that came on tonight. Very encouraging, very uplifting, and I for my soul. So we want to encourage each of you to take the word of God in and beware of the thief. God bless you. Be broadcast back into the hands of Evangelist Sheila Amin.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank God for those beautiful, encouraging remarks and exhortations coming through Evangelist May. I just thank God once again for this broadcast and for all of you. Praise the Lord. I tell you, my soul is rejoicing, and I'm happy. And there was one other word that I looked up, and that's life. Life. I found various definitions, but this one I just want to mention. The period between birth and death, or the experience or state of being alive. However, just being alive is really not enough. If you look at what the quality of your life is, do you have abundant life, or are you just existing? Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. But you can have abundant life. That's why Jesus came, so that we can have that abundant life. Amen. And he warns us what to be watchful of, what to be careful of, because like Evangelist May stated, the enemy, that thief, Satan, he wants to steal your soul. That's what he is after, to destroy your soul, to actually kill you, and therefore you will have no other chance for abundant life or eternal life. Praise the Lord. So I just thank God again for the word of God. I thank God for your patience, and we thank God for you. And before we close out the broadcast tonight, we also thank God for Evangelist Khadijah. She was not able to be on with us. Praise the Lord. And also we thank God for Evangelist May for assisting. She's my co-host, and I'm really happy for her assistance, her help. A big help to me and my ministry, and I truly thank God for her. And also we ask you to continue in prayer for those who are on the prayer list. And Evangelist May, did you have anything else you would like to mention?
Yes, I would like to say that if the Lord's will, April the 3rd, we will be having our grand opening of the Gospel Truth Prayer Mission. And the service will begin at 12 p.m., and that is on a Sunday afternoon. We are looking forward to this, and we invite you to come and be with us. We're at 18 East Center Street in Woodbury, New Jersey. You are welcome. God bless you.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Thank God for that. Mentioning that, Evangelist May, I'm excited about it. I'm just so happy because I believe that this is going to be a great blessing to so many people. Hallelujah.
Yes.
The gospel truth prayer mission. Amen. And let's pray. Let's pray that God will bless, that he will expand this great ministry. Praise God. Thank God for you, Evangelist May, for having a mind to obey the Lord and to move as the Lord gives you to move. So I'm looking forward to it. I'm excited about it. Amen. Praise be to God. So we're expecting God to bless in a great way. So if there's nothing else, at this time, this does conclude the broadcast for this evening. We are looking forward to you tuning in with us at the next time on Sunday at 3:30 p.m., if it be the Lord's will, and Friday, 7 p.m., if it's the Lord's will. God bless you, and may heaven smile upon you. Good night.